Do you compost? So that's that natural recycling process, organic material. So you're thinking separating your banana peels and food scraps from empty containers or plastic in the trash, letting that material turn into fertilizer that you can use to enrich your soil. It is one of those increasingly popular steps that households can take to try to live a little more sustainably. But sometimes good intentions still have bad outcomes. State officials are now investigating contamination in the groundwater around Mass Natural, which is a licensed composting facility in Westminster, Massachusetts. They're also investigating contamination of soil products that Mass Natural makes with the compost. So the guilty contaminant in all this is called PFAS, or forever chemicals. Basically, whole class of chemicals used in everything from firefighting gear to water-resistant clothing. They don't break down in the environment, and they've been linked to negative health outcomes, everything from cancer to hormonal imbalances, and that's even at really low levels of exposure. So there's a lot going on here. David Abel is an environmental reporter for the Boston Globe. He broke the story about Mass Natural in Westminster, joins us now. David, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first, how did I do on that description of PFAS, these forever chemicals?
That's pretty good. It's a pretty arcane subject and somewhat difficult to explain. So I think you did a great job. I mean, these chemicals have been around for maybe 70, 80 years now, and they were developed essentially to resist, to repel water, to resist heat, stains, and they've been used in the manufacturing process for so many different things, everything from cosmetics to cooking pans to firefighting foam. And they've become so ubiquitous that they've infiltrated water all over the place. And that's what brought us to Westminster.
So take us to Westminster. Tell us what you heard and what you found.
So I have been covering this unfortunate situation in various guises for the last few years. We now have, at the latest count, at least that I've received from the State Department of Environmental Protection, in just the state of Massachusetts, 84 public water systems have concentrations of these chemicals that exceed what the state has set their limit at. And I've reported for a long time now about all kinds of manifestations of this problem.
So how'd you find the one with Mass Natural?
And over the last couple months, I'd been hearing from residents about this situation, which was a great irony in Westminster, where this idealistic couple built this composting operation, which was one of the state's, the state's first large-scale composting operation, and I think it's currently now the largest. And they were bringing in tens of thousands of tons of material that they turned into what they called top-shelf loam and all kinds of other soil products that people viewed as organic and healthy, and it caused the highest concentrations, and this is what initially caught my attention, the highest concentrations of these chemicals ever found, so far at least, in the state of Massachusetts, drinking water wells.
David Abel of the Boston Globe, I'm glad you brought up that irony. I want to bring that home a little bit. We reached out to someone who's been affected by this. You spoke to Ann Lutz for your story, a child psychologist who lives in Westminster. You know, you said the irony is this well-intentioned, and this was part of what attracted her, I learned from your story, to Westminster. But then here comes the info.
It's a ton of information. It's all very confusing. Do you eat your food out of your garden? Do you swim in the lake? My well's clean, but clean, non-detected. Does that mean that's okay?
So you can hear the confusion there. David, just briefly, because then I want to bring in another voice. Is that pretty representative of what you heard from the residents' side of this in Westminster?
Absolutely. And Anne, when I met her, she was devastated. She described composting as her religion. And she gave me a tour of this, of her yard in this beautiful home that they built over this lake, which is also contaminated with PFAS, where they used to swim. And she had just the most luxurious or extravagant garden I've ever seen, and that she lavished with all of this love and organic material. And she thought she was doing right. This is their retirement home, and this is the place, you know, where they wanted to, she and her husband hoped to live out, you know, their retirement in an extremely healthy place, and it was contaminated, and she can't eat. They can't eat any of their vegetables.
Any of that stuff. All right. So David Abel, Boston Globe, stand by. I'm going to bring in another voice. State Senator Julian Sear represents Cape and the Islands and is co-chair of the PFAS Interagency Task Force, which focuses on PFAS contamination here in the Commonwealth, released a report on findings and recommendations this spring. Senator Sear, welcome back.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Tiziana. And David Abel, of course, who's coverage. I'm often reading and following closely with environmental exposure. And of course, what's happened in Westminster is really tragic, right? You got a bunch of people really trying to do a lot of the right things here. And, you know, with emerging contaminants, you know, like PFAS, you know, the more we know about this, the more concerning it gets. And so this is why we're trying to, you know, take action as fast as we can and in a comprehensive way, but certainly, a really sad, tragic situation.
So, Senator Sear,
you
referenced, you know, the more we know about this. That was some of the work of the task force. And to give us that context, what do we know now?
So we increasingly are finding out that PFAS has quite a bit of ubiquity in our lives, you know, whether it be, you know, we've first really focused on public water supplies. And I should give a big shout out to, you know, my partner in this effort, Representative Kate Hogan, who's actually the Speaker Pro Tem in the House. She and I, when we heard about contamination of our public water supplies in our respective communities, came together to pull together this task force. But what we know, there's ubiquity here, right? And it's not only affecting public water supplies, but in the food we eat, the clothing we wear, and as we peel this back more, the health effects on human health could potentially be significant. And so I think that's why you saw the task force take such a strong recommendation and saying, hey, look, we've got to phase out PFAS, you know, pretty rapidly in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Yes, we're going to have to do a ton of work to unwind, which is what has been done, but we've really got to turn off the spigot as well, because I think we're unfortunately going to see, you know, additional instances like the cases in Westminster until we really restrict and largely ban PFAS in the Commonwealth and in the country.
So we're talking to State Senator Julian Sear from the Cape and the Islands and Boston Globe environmental reporter David Abel about these forever chemicals, PFAS. So the question that comes up for both of you, and then David, I'll turn to you first, is this question of who's responsible and who's held accountable. So David, just briefly, so Mass Naturals isn't intending to contaminate, right? They have two parent companies above them. They're not intending to contaminate, but they are. What has been their response?
Well, the state has identified them as a responsible party, as well as the two parent companies that you just mentioned. And that obliges them to help clean up the contamination and provide bottled water and ultimately pay for systems that will filter the water, expensive carbon filtration systems. And they are doing that. They have no choice about it. Their parent company, which some people have suggested is the potential source of some of these chemicals, it's called Siemens Paper. They've denied responsibility, at least being a source for the contamination, but they have provided thousands and thousands of tons of paper products from their mills that traditionally, at least, has been a source in various ways in different places for PFAS contamination. So those are the current responsible parties. But the larger responsible parties are the chemical companies. And the state of Massachusetts, the Attorney General, recently, a few a month or so ago announced a lawsuit against some of these, I think more than a dozen of these chemical companies like Dow Chemical, and so forth.
So we actually reached out to George Heiler, who's an attorney representing the couple who own Mass Natural. And as you mentioned, the company that owns the land, Otter Farm, but not Seaman Paper. And Heiler told us clients took action quickly.
Mass Natural Fertilizer, Bill and Diane Page, undertook immediately connecting each residence that has exceedances into what's called POET systems, point of entry treatment for each drinking private drinking water well in the area. I think we bought all the POET systems in New England at some time or another, so we've been moving very fast.
So State Senator Julian Sear, there's David Abel telling us about accountability for Mass Natural. Here's the sound on how Mass Natural is responding. The next question is there any culpability, accountability, responsibility for the state?
Well, I think, look, I'm going to leave it to the Attorney General and to others sort of figuring out how do we figure out sort of who's responsible, you know, for all this more broadly, right? But what we're focused on is, these eight set of recommendations that we're trying to make happen. And one of them is really making sure that we're doing testing of private wells. And then really figuring out if remediation is needed, right? So the private well testing becomes very important, especially in a community like Westminster or a number of the more rural, you know, communities that I represent, right? Who don't have public drinking water systems. We need to be testing our public drinking water systems, but the private well testing becomes really important. We need to phase these products out of consumer goods. Like, I think when you have an emerging, you know, a contaminant of emerging concern like PFAS, the more you look for it, the more you're going to find it. We've found PFAS detected in groundwater here on Cape Cod that we think is actually in part through Title V septic systems, right? Because that's how that's getting into the environment. So, you know, I think the more we look for this, the more we're going to find it. I think we need to be looking for PFAS. We need to be taking steps to have pretty swift remediation when we do. And we need to phase out these chemicals, you know, from our lives. And we need to do that in a really swift manner. And it's going to cost a lot of money, but we need to do that, just like we've done with other contaminants of emerging concern, you know, here in Massachusetts and across the country. But it's going to be a lot of work and it's going to come with a hefty price tag.
And who will pay for it?
Precisely, right? So that's why, you know, like, look, Representative Hogan and I have been, have worked to appropriate additional money to the Mass Department of Environmental Protection for them to ramp up their work. I did some work in the state budget around a take back program for firefighting gear and working with firefighters. That's another concern around PFAS exposure. So we're going to try to continue to dedicate state resources to this. But I am encouraged by the lawsuit that Attorney General Maura Healey has brought and is participating in, because I think we're going to need these chemical companies who have known about the potential adverse effects of these forever chemicals, not just for years, they've known about it for decades potentially. And I think we're going to need, their culpability to foot the bill for a big chunk of this as we unpack and unpeel it.
All right. So much more we could get to, but we have to stop there because we're going to end a show. That is State Senator Julian Sear of the Cape and Islands, co-chair of the PFAS Interagency Task Force, and David Abel, environmental reporter for the Boston Globe, who broke the story in Westminster, Massachusetts. Thanks to both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.